Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Children of the Self-Absorbed Grown-Up Guide to Getting Over Narcissistic Parents by Nina W. Brown is a self-help and psychology book for adults trying to understand the long-term effects of being raised by narcissistic or highly self-focused parents. Brown, a counseling scholar and clinician, frames these family dynamics through what she calls the destructive narcissistic pattern, a recurring relational process in which the parent expects attention, admiration, emotional caretaking, or compliance from the child. The book does not function as a memoir or a diagnostic manual alone. Its purpose is practical to help readers identify patterns of parental self-absorption, recognize how those patterns shape their own emotional habits, and develop healthier ways to respond. It combines definitions, reflective exercises, coping strategies, and boundary-focused guidance. The central concern is not blaming parents, but helping adult children reduce guilt, clarify responsibility, and reclaim a more stable sense of self. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the destructive narcissistic pattern as a family system rather than a single trait. A central contribution of the book is its focus on the destructive narcissistic pattern, often shortened as DNP. Brown presents narcissism not only as an individual personality feature, but also as a relational pattern that organizes family life. In this pattern, the parent places personal needs for admiration, control, reassurance, or emotional rescue ahead of the developmental needs of the child. The harm comes less from one isolated incident than from repetition. A child gradually learns that love, peace, or safety depends on managing the mood and self-image of the parent. This framework helps readers move beyond the vague label of difficult parent and see how recurring demands produce predictable emotional consequences. The concept also makes the book useful for people whose parents may not meet the criteria for narcissistic personality disorder, but still behave in chronically self-absorbed ways. Brown, therefore, gives readers a middle ground between casual blame and formal diagnosis. The emphasis is on recognizing a pattern that has shaped expectations, responses, and identity. Secondly, distinguishing parental narcissism from narcissistic personality disorder. The book gives attention to definitions because many adult children approach the topic with uncertainty. They may know that a parent felt emotionally dominating or dismissive, but they may not know whether the problem should be understood as narcissism, immaturity, emotional neediness, or a clinical disorder. Brown discusses narcissism and narcissistic personality disorder in a way intended to help readers identify the severity and form of the behavior they experienced. This distinction matters because a parent can be self-absorbed, demanding, or fragile without necessarily having a formal personality disorder. The practical value of this distinction is that it shifts the reader from trying to prove a diagnosis toward evaluating patterns that affect daily life. The book also describes different expressions of destructive narcissism, allowing readers to notice whether a parent seeks admiration, uses criticism, denies accountability, or expects caretaking. This approach reduces overgeneralization. Instead of treating every harmful parent as identical, Brown encourages readers to identify the specific behaviors that create distress and then choose responses suited to those behaviors. Thirdly, role reversal and the child made responsible for parental needs. One of the most important dynamics addressed in the book is role reversal. In a healthy parent-child relationship, the parent provides protection, attention, and guidance while the child develops a stable identity. Brown describes self-absorbed parenting as a reversal of this arrangement. The child becomes responsible for the emotional comfort, approval, reputation, or physical convenience of the parent. This can happen subtly, such as to expectations that the child listen to adult worries, provide reassurance, avoid independent preferences, or absorb blame when the parent feels disappointed. Over time, the child may confuse responsibility with love and may feel guilty when pursuing separate needs. Brown uses this dynamic to explain why adult children of self-absorbed parents often struggle with shame, anxiety, overfunctioning, or a persistent sense of unworthiness. The reasoning is concrete. If a child is repeatedly taught that personal needs are disruptive, the adult may continue to minimize those needs in friendships, work, and intimate relationships. Recognizing role reversal helps separate inherited obligation from genuine care. Fourthly, boundaries as a practical response to criticism, blame, and emotional demands. The book places strong emphasis on boundaries because insight alone rarely changes a narcissistic family pattern. Brown presents boundaries as a way to protect emotional stability while still allowing the reader to decide what level of contact is realistic. This is important because many adult children do not want a simple instruction to cut ties, yet they also cannot continue responding to every demand, accusation, or crisis. Boundary work involves identifying what the parent typically seeks, such as attention, agreement, admiration, or submission, and then choosing a response that does not reinforce the destructive pattern. The logic is behavioral as well as emotional. if a reader repeatedly explains, defends, or apologizes in response to unreasonable criticism, the old pattern remains active. A boundary interrupts that cycle by limiting access, changing the subject, refusing certain conversations, or ending interactions that become abusive. Brown treats boundaries not as punishment, but as self-protection. This makes the book especially practical for readers who remain connected to a parent through family obligations, caregiving, or shared social networks. Lastly, healing through self-exploration, authenticity, and reduced inherited guilt, beyond identifying parental behavior. The book asks readers to examine how self-absorbed parenting has shaped their inner life. Brown links healing to the development of a more authentic self, meaning a self that is not organized mainly around placating the parent or anticipating rejection. This emphasis moves the book from parent analysis to adult recovery. Readers are encouraged to notice emotional residues such as guilt, shame, self-doubt, fear of criticism, and difficulty trusting their own perceptions. The practical aim is to reduce automatic responses that once helped the child survive, but now restrict adult relationships. For example, a person who learned to monitor a parent's mood may become excessively vigilant with partners or colleagues. A person who learned that needs were selfish may struggle to ask for ordinary support. Brown frames healing as a gradual process of insight, boundary practice, and self-care rather than a single confrontation. The book is strongest when it helps readers translate childhood patterns into present-day choices. Its value lies in connecting psychological understanding with specific changes in attention, responsibility, and self-definition. In conclusion, Children of the Self-Absorbed is most useful for adult children who recognize a pattern of being emotionally recruited, criticized, blamed, or made responsible for a parent's well-being. It may also be useful for therapists, counselors, and support group facilitators who want a structured vocabulary for discussing narcissistic family dynamics without relying only on clinical diagnosis. The practical benefit is that the book helps readers name recurring interactions, separate guilt from responsibility, and develop boundaries that can be applied in real relationships. Its intellectual benefit is the shift from viewing narcissism as a dramatic label to understanding it as a pattern of expectations, reactions, and emotional roles. Compared with many books on narcissistic parents, Brown stands out for the destructive narcissistic pattern framework and for trying to address ongoing relationships rather than only estrangement or retrospective analysis. The book is not without limitations. Some readers may find parts of the tone judgmental or may disagree with how broadly certain traits are discussed. Still, its structured explanations, practical orientation, and focus on adult recovery make it a significant title in the self-help literature on narcissistic and self-absorbed parenting. It is best read as a guide for reflection and boundary formation, not as a substitute for individualized therapy when trauma, abuse, or severe family conflict is present. If you would like to support Nina W. Brown EdD LPC, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.